Hello, and welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
And this is a special episode because it's our 10th episode.
That's right. Number 10. Can't believe it.
We made it.
I did 10 of something. Never done 10 of anything. Push-ups.
Years of high school.
Well, yeah, I got closer. No, I only did 4 years of high school.
And we're doing a really bizarre topic.
Well, you know, it's a popular topic.
Popular. Very popular.
You know, a lot of people think about these things.
This is a new demographic we're really hitting with this episode.
Opening it up. I feel like we're going to get just curious hits.
Right.
Curious and then eventually disappointed hits because of our topic this week.
And that is dogs.
Which you already knew when you clicked on this. Right. So, like, that suspense.
It's not a surprise.
You weren't like, what are they going to do this time? Like, you're looking and you're like, oh, dogs, weird.
What do they mean? They mean moves the word dog?
And we acted like it was a suspenseful buildup. Like, maybe we should just do a question mark for our icon.
No, because the cartoon I drew of two dogs fucking is too good. We got to keep it. But yeah, so we're doing, and this is a very, just to clarify, we're talking about if me and Josh were dogs.
That's right.
Not just if we were walking around and found a dog, which one we would like, but if we were turned into dogs by magic or God's hand.
Now, this is like, you know, our second weird one, because we already did Rugrats, which is babies, cartoon babies,
right?
But babies.
Yeah, I don't know which one is weirder. Although, to be fair, we talked about the Rugrats when they grow up.
And we're talking about dogs as though we were dogs.
Yeah, if we were dogs. And because of that, we're going to decide which dog me and Josh would be.
People have told me I'm kind of a dog sometimes. And I'm sure you've been called a bitch once or twice.
Oh my god, that's the worst. Everyone please turn this off right now.
I'm not saying you are or that I ever have. I'm just saying...
You're just saying I'm going to force my terrible dog pung down your throat, so get ready.
Just saying I had to say that both of us have been called forms of dogs before.
I don't know if anyone's ever called me a bitch to my face, like loud enough for me to hear. Because
really?
I would really, like, I would freak out. I mean, you've done it as a joke, and I've still been like, let's slide. But, like, but yeah, I don't know if I've ever had, yeah. Ugh, that'd be terrible. But nevertheless.
Or maybe not. I'm sorry. I don't think you're a bitch, Robin.
Well, right now on air. Are you crossing all your fingers? Are you going to add a laugh track to that? Okay, so.
You knew this was going to be a contentious episode when we began.
Oh, yeah, because this is, like, the first episode where we've had history on this.
People are like, wait. People are like, wait. You guys have history on sex with dogs? that is not our history.
Specifically.
We've had dog-related feuds, which we'll get into in a moment. Because we were trying to answer the Rugrats question.
Oh, is it weirder?
Was it weirder?
No. This dogs is weirder because we were talking about the Rugrats when they grew up.
However, dogs are still less acceptable, or still more acceptable than having sex with babies.
Well, thank God. Because, I mean, that's terrible.
Not acceptable, but more acceptable.
I would be like, okay, if I met someone that, like, fucked a dog and told me, someone's like, I fucked a year old, an infant last week. I'd be like, please get away.
If someone fucked a dog, you'd also probably be like, please get away.
Yeah, but it'd be like on different ways. Like, I could just see a really gross dude, like the worst comedian, grossest comedian, probably has fucked a dog.
What? There's a movie about it. There's a hilarious movie.
I mean, isn't that like thing where you
made
put peanut butter on your dick?
Made by a comedian about someone having sex with a dog.
What type of dog?
It's called Sleeping Dogs Lie. Plugging it because I thought good movie. Bobcat Goldthwait.
What type of dog?
It's just a story. It's a movie about a girl who, when she was younger, once just blew a dog. And then now she's getting married.
What
years
type
later.
Of dog?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Right. Well, you're just not answering me. I'm trying to get out here.
Sorry. Years later, she's getting married.
She ran into that dog.
No. And she has to decide between the dog and her fiancé.
Who would you do if you loved a dog, but you were also engaged to this guy?
You have to choose. It's another Mia the Dog. Which is actually a TV show. It's Mia the Dog. Did I ever tell you my, like, quitting MTV in, like, one day story?
No, but please get back to the movie and then we'll go to this.
Okay. We're just jumping topics all over here on a very ADD.
Special.
Who would you do?
Robin and Josh.
Right, the movie. It's, no, she is engaged and they're talking about the weirdest sex thing they've ever done. And it's about, like, her trying to decide, like, whether or not to tell him
that
she
movie?
Blew a dog. And then when she tells him, it, like, just puts the whole, like, just creates a huge rift.
That she blew a dog. Was it just dog stranger or dog friend?
It was her dog.
Okay, so she, like, saw it after that. Had that guy met that dog?
Well, was that better if it was, like, a weird dog? I was walking home one night, and there was this dog on the street eating some vomit on the ground.
What if that guy was, like, friends with the dog?
And I blew it.
What if, like, he would, like, go back home and meet her parents and, like, pet the dog?
Would that guy be jealous?
Yes.
If he saw the dog, would he get angry? Would he, like, try to beat it up?
Whoa, was that dog just in your room? You looking at that dog?
Are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about a dog?
Why would you even do that? It's not like you. That is such a man-written movie because it's not like you get any pleasure from giving a blowjob to a dog. That's not. You're not, like, curious.
She just was, like, bored and stoned and whatever, and there's a dog there, and she blew it.
How old was she?
She was in college in the movie.
Oh, I assumed she was, like, 14, and she just didn't know any better. She's, like, old. Wait, no, when does she blow this dog?
I think she blows it when she's in college. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie.
This is a terrible movie.
It's an interesting movie.
Well, I guess we're just also talking about fucking dogs. But as if we were also dogs.
It's a terrible episode. But what was the other thing we were talking about?
Then you went off onto how you ever got fired from MTV.
Oh, yeah. I was like, they were like, hey, we want to bring you on, as, like, an assistant editor, and I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm all excited. I got a job out of college. This is going to be great. Mm-hmm. So I go to MTV, and, like, they're introducing me to everyone around, and they take me into this back room, which has no windows and fluorescent lights, and these two weird dudes sitting there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right. And they sit me down, and they hand me a stack of tapes, and they're like, we just want you to watch these tapes and transcribe everything that's on them. And I'm like, okay. And I start doing it, and it's footage for this reality show called It's Me or the Dog. And it's like, I wouldn't even watch the 24 minutes of this reality show when it's on TV, let alone a full 8 hours worth of work watching just the footage for it.
Can't you zone out?
No, so I could have, but then I start talking to the people in the room with me, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? How long you got? You like the job? Like, yeah, you know, whatever. Like, how long you been here? Like, yeah, I've been here about 2 years now. And I was just like, excuse me. And I walk into the boss's office, and I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
Oh my God. So you didn't ask what you were going to be doing before your first day?
No, he was just like, it's just an editor. Come over. We'll get you. They just wanted me to do that. I don't think they expect anyone to keep that job.
Right.
The two guys that lasted there.
It was weirdos.
Weird. We weren't going to be getting drinks after work together.
Oh my God. That sounds awful.
That was the worst.
Okay, well, oh yeah, so now let's just tell the audience about our fight that has to do with us.
Now we're back to the feud. Man, we've made a whole laundry list of things to talk about.
It was like that movie, 1001 Arabian Nights, where the book, it's like super famous, it's all old. And
so they get
famous. It's like a classic, it's like the Odyssey or something.
Okay.
You've heard of this, right?
No.
1001 Arabian Nights? Okay, well, whatever. It's super famous, and okay,
let's talk like I know about it.
Everything is like, it's this lady. The premise of the book is that, like, it's this guy who wants to bang a bunch of women, but he has to get married to them in ancient times, right? So he marries them and then murders them that night. And so, what this woman does is they get married and they bang, and then she's just like, "Hey, let me, like, tell you a story." And then she tells a story with a cliffhanger. And then he wants to hear the end of it. And she's like, oh, I'm so tired. I can't tell you anything. I have to go to bed. And then he wants to hear the end of it. So he lets her survive till the next morning so that at night she can tell him the end of the story. But she always tells it with cliffhangers. And that happens 1,000 times. And that's the book. So it's all these cliffhanger stories this woman is telling this, like, guy so he doesn't murder her. But the like every story is the same. It's about like a big black dude came and fucked like someone's wife, and then a genie came and like granted a wish. That's like all thousands of the stories. I regret it. And it's just like,
so you read this book.
Yeah, it's all old and stuff. And it's just like, the Moor came and then fucked your wife and you've been cuckolded from blah, 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 blah. And then...
Did you read this in school?
No, my dad has it. It's like a classic. And then...
Like, this doesn't sound like a school book.
No. And then the genie would come and fuck shit up, and that's the whole... But that's what we did. It's a story within a story within a story.
So does he kill her at the end?
No, at the end of a thousand... After 3 years, he loves her.
Oh, he loves her.
Yeah, because she has hella stories.
And then she's just married to a murderer.
Yeah. It's better than being murdered. A horrible
womanizing murderer.
Better than being murdered.
It is better than being murdered, but by how much?
Well, you're also super rich, right? You're like the queen. She's not. He's not just like a dude.
Okay.
He's like the sultan. Yeah.
So like you get to like him.
Yeah, he's probably hot and stuff and has a big palace.
He grows on you. You're like,
yeah.
So he's murdered a bunch of women. So he's a female. He's basically a modern serial killer.
Yeah.
That's really rich and powerful.
Yeah, he's fine. It's like Joffrey.
It's like Patrick Bateman, American Psycho.
Okay, so we got in a fight because, well, why don't you tell the story of how we got into a fight about the dogs?
I was over at my friend's place, mm-hmm. and I saw this magazine. And on the cover of the magazine was a picture of the standard poodle, like, with its hands up in the air, all excited, wearing, like, kind of hipstery outfit. And it looked like a funny dog. It was talking about, it was an article about funny people. And I was like, this dog totally reminds me of Robin. So I come home and I know she's going to be pissed. I know she's going to be pissed.
But even though you knew that, you still came home when you brought the magazine.
Oh, are you kidding me? It's part of why I did it.
Oh my God.
I got home and I found like a spot on the wall for it. So it could like... hang up, but before I hung it up, because I'm lazy, I just left it lying around, and Robin saw it, and she was like, that son of a bitch, I know exactly what this is doing here, which means Robin agrees that she looked like that dog, because I didn't even have to tell her.
No, I just thought through the steps. I
didn't even have to sit here and show her.
I was like, we never get Reader's Digest, it was a stupid dog here, it has curly hair, and it's like talking on comedy.
So
I,
you
like,
know I bet that's Josh the dog is... you are. You lose. You were angry about it, but you were only angry because of how accurate it was.
No, fuck that. I hate poodles. So my story about poodles is that fuck poodles, I hate them. When I like lived in Atlanta...
So as a dog, you are a self-loathing dog.
No. When I lived in Atlanta... There was this poodle that one of the professors owned, and it didn't have to wear a leash. And so he used to be on campus, and this huge fucking poodle that was so big would just come running through and, like, tear you over, and that just would happen. And it also didn't have to go onto a leash at night. And so you'd be, like, it'd be, like, midnight, and you'd be, like, unlocking your door, and it would just, like, it'd be like a wolf just running as fast as a lion towards your car. And I'd, like, scream and jump into my car, and it would start barking at me. Fuck poodles.
That's what we're here to talk
about. So that's the dog you think I look like.
Yes.
I think I look like a greyhound.
A greyhound.
Greyhound is tall. Greyhound is sleek.
You'd have to be one of the ones that didn't make it to racing. You have to be one of the ones that like had all this potential and their dad was like a really good racer at everything.
I gave it
and
up.
And wanted to train you and make you great.
No.
But you just hated it.
Yes.
And you were just another one of those children blessed with the gift I wish I had.
I'm a lazy greyhound.
Just spat in their father's face and said, no, I will not be what God wanted me to be on this earth.
No, yeah, God can go suck it.
You heard it right here. I just wonder where that ranks on the line of controversial things you've said on the show. And me being the person who I always thought was more controversial, Robin's the one constantly crossing the line.
Yeah.
Who do you think picked the whole dogs thing?
Yeah, well, dogs are hilarious. And so I think that I'm a greyhound because they're hella sleek and smart in racing and stuff. And I pretty much am like a racer that doesn't race. That's who I think I am. Okay, but now moving on to you, which I think have a couple of interesting choices.
No history here of her coming to tell me I look like a dog.
Because I am a respectful friend, because I wouldn't do that.
Just because she recognizes What a looker is sleeping in the room.
Oh my god. Down. I think you look like a Pekingese. That dog looks hella like you.
Pekingese are very cute. People always think
Pekingese is, you know, useless, sits on a couch all day, does nothing. Sound like anyone we know?
I mean, in all honesty, it sounds nothing like me. It sounds like me for phases. For periods of time in my life.
Pekingese also gets up and hops around once in a while. So you agree with the Pekingese then? A fancy dog? That dog could live in South Florida? Or LA?
I don't agree with it. I'd say I'm something more like a, you know, like a bulldog or a Yorkshire Terrier or something.
Yeah,
Yorkie. You know, something like, you know, adorable and fun to hang out with, and kids, you know, are like, oh, I can do magic tricks, and like kids like those dogs. Mm-hmm. You know, bulldog, like losing my hair. Yorkie, you know, always like hanging around, a good buddy.
Although the thing is that you're not that small, but we're picking all small dogs.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be a big dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm not like a Labrador retriever.
Right.
Or like a pit bull.
I think like bulldog could be accurate because you're not like tiny. You're not like a tiny little Yorkie.
I just feel like I have more personality than a bulldog.
Yeah.
I feel like a Yorkie, I feel like a Yorkie has like some personality to it.
Yep, yep. Personality.
It's always yapping. It just won't shut up.
No matter what you do.
No matter what you do. You still kind of want it around. You still come over and you're like, look at it. Like the dog's not going to shut up. Like, hey, come here. Here. Come hang out. Yes, let's hang out, dude. What's up? What's up, man? What's up? It's the best hanging out with you.
Okay. Okay. I'll give you Yorkie, but I'm keeping Greyhound because I'm not ever going to be a poodle. Okay. So now let's say if you were a Yorkie and I was a Greyhound, what dogs would we then try and be banging?
If I was a Yorkie and you were a Greyhound,
what dogs would we be looking for? Again, not for each other.
Not for each other. Well, me personally, if I were to pick, like, just on a pure, like, to bang level, I have to go with a miniature poodle.
A toy poodle?
Not a standard poodle.
Mm-hmm. Make that very clear.
Toy poodle.
What about a, like, littlest one?
Well, I feel like the toy poodle is like it's like the super hot girl dog of the dogs. It's like the, you know, it's the one that's way too expensive, the one that I definitely can't afford, the one that has me stressed out for most of my life, but I'm just in it for the great dog
sex. I mean, the toy poodle is probably the dog that's going to the salon the most. It's very high maintenance.
It is the sexy dog.
It's getting, like, big poofy haircuts and stuff.
What dog would you choose?
I feel like the dog that I'd be most into is like a husky, because it's like an appropriate size and it looks like it's like it has a job, you know. I like that. It takes things seriously. And it's cute, so yeah, I think I'd be into like a husky.
Interesting. I mean, now if we're gonna be honest about it, if we're gonna be truthful about it, we're dogs. We'll pretty much have sex with anything.
Right.
It's like, oh, that person's leg looks good enough to have sex
with.
Right,
right, right.
So really it's just like a yes, 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 yes.
It's many barks.
Now, interesting thing about the dog you chose, if you're a greyhound, the dog you're probably going to be most interested in having sex with would be other greyhounds. And you've constantly on the show talked about how you don't like athletes. And greyhounds are the athlete dog. So in the who would you do if you were a dog, you would be into the athletes.
I'd be into another abandoned athlete.
So like a loser dog of your breed.
Like
one
I
of the
am.
Dogs that like was not accepted by its parents.
It's not accepted, just like didn't care. Like there's got to be some people that just like.
But what else is a greyhound going to do? What's it good for? It's not going to be a fire dog. Got Dalmatians.
Dalmatians are crazy. Do you know that? They're terrible dogs.
You got to be insane if you're going to run into a building on fire. That's why they get Dalmatians to do it. So would you date a Dalmatian?
No, they're really stupid.
They're really stupid?
Yeah. I mean, they're like firemen dudes, like hot, but you don't really want to be like having dinner with them and talking.
Was the pun intended on the hot part?
No. Good call. Good call. Now, what I think you might do, I think that if you were a Yorkie, you might end up with, like, you end up with a little bitchy dog.
Like, but I'd be with all, like, the hottest ones.
Like a Pomeranian.
The Pomeranian. It would be going on vacations together.
If I was just Yorkie, yapping so
I have
much.
I have a better job as a Yorkie.
No one wants to live in the house next to you guys, just where you yap at each other all day long every day.
Just don't shut up. Toy Maltese.
Yeah.
Toy Maltese would probably be more my actual speed. My mom has a toy Maltese. We get along very well.
Would you
well.
Want your dog wife to have a bow in her hair?
A bow in her hair. I like the girl that dresses up a little bit. You know,
so yeah, get like the long hair Maltese.
Some styles.
You're still going to have to like work really hard at your dog job because that dog has to pay to go to like its appointments.
I know. It's not easy being a Yorkshire Terrier. It's not.
You know what dog I think is like the grossest, if I was a greyhound, is the Afghan. Do you know what that dog looks like?
The Afghan.
Yeah. It's like really gross looking. It has too much hair and it has these big, like puffy, it's gross.
The Afghan dog, I can see you as an Afghan also.
Yeah, I don't know. I do have a lot of hair. Maybe
Afghan,
I could be an Afghan.
I don't want to say it because I don't want you to get mad at me again, but I could see an Afghan as another...
The Afghan is way better than the poodle. I just hate poodles. So, yeah.
It still doesn't quite do for me as much as the poodle.
What? Now, would you do a Lassie dog?
A Lassie dog.
A Collie?
A Collie. A little big boned for me.
Yeah. It'd be like a... I don't know. Like
But she you know, treat me right.
Like, that girl works out, you know? It's a good, you know, stocky.
She always knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah. She's got
if
the gossip.
If there's something going down, she's got it.
Oh, yeah. Fires in the sheds.
And she's running over to tell me.
People stuck in wells.
But you gotta got to be it. Quiet about what's going on. But, yeah, if something bad happened to you, she would be right on it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
She's really taking care of you. Just don't cross her.
Lassie never was, like, mean.
No, I don't think she's mean, but I'm saying you don't cross someone like that. That's
no,
that
you marry Lassie. You don't Lassie. Fuck around. You fuck the toy poodle, and then you marry Lassie.
Yeah, you get it out of your system with the toy poodle, and then you meet the Lassie, and you realize what love
is. Yeah, when you're just a little bit older, and you're, yeah.
All right. So, any other ones you want to go over? Have you done more than, like, one? Are we done just talking about having sex with dogs?
I think, like, in general, I don't
know. I got it. Like, what about a German Shepherd?
Like, very traditional. Now, what type, now, take it back for a second. What type of person would a German Shepherd be? Would he be, like, a security guard?
He'd be a cop. He'd have to be a cop.
So would I do a cop?
Yeah.
I guess the answer is, like, maybe, but then you're probably right. I'm going to have to marry that other, greyhound. Like, oh yeah, did you ever do a German Shepherd? Like, oh honey, once when I was in college, dog college, but don't worry about it. They're not my type.
Probably good in bed.
Well, they boss you around, right?
Real in charge. All right, so let's close it out.
Okay.
I'm done with dogs. Short episode. I gotta get to bed.
Not feeling the creepy dogs. All right. So I'll think of, All right. Would you want to do a...
Marry, murder, fuck with dogs.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Bring it on.
Okay. Chihuahua.
Okay.
That's one. Or the Lady and the Tramp dog. That's a lady, so Cocker Spaniel. Okay. Or a beagle.
Beagle. Okay.
Oh, no, wait, no. Or a hot dog dog. I take it back. So,
a hot dog.
Cocker Spaniel, Chihuahua, or a dachshund.
Just made this easy as can be for me.
Okay.
The Chihuahua, you know, so I like to think of dogs as kind of like their masters a little bit.
Okay.
And the girls that own Chihuahuas.
Pretty hot. Bavici.
They're bitchy. In Paris Hilton, there's my bang.
Okay.
With protection.
Okay.
The Chihuahua dog. Definitely don't want to marry a Chihuahua dog.
No.
I hear like Chihuahuas are like the most abandoned dog too in the world.
That's not surprising.
So we're getting married. We're getting divorced. I'm not trying to be getting divorced.
Yeah.
Lady and the Tramp. Gotta go with the lady from Lady and the Tramp. Plus, I got kind of a thing for redheads. So we're gonna marry the Lady and the Tramp lady. And I'm killing a wiener dog.
What? The wiener dog would be so cute.
I'm not trying to have sex with a wiener dog.
Oh, the last thing I'm trying to get even dog.
Close to
is a big wiener.
When I'm having sex is a big wiener. Like the wiener. You're the one that's into the wiener dog. So for yours, I'm gonna go wiener dog.
Okay.
I'm gonna go pincher.
Okay. So scary.
And I'm gonna go standard poodle.
Oh, okay. That's like really terrifying. You're like trapping me here.
I've made it interesting.
No, you set up a trap. You're forcing me to fall into.
Let's hear what it is. Gotta go with what I give you.
Fine. Well, I've definitely dated the wiener dog before. Not in a good way. In the way in that person would probably be turned into a wiener dog, if that would be their choice.
So that person would be a wiener dog, not that that person had
a big wiener, a size of a wiener dog. The pincher, 100% spousal abuse. 100%. You can't survive it.
Okay.
Okay, here's the thing. The poodle is the boy that my mom thinks I should marry, and I date for a little bit, and everyone thinks I should marry, and I leave him on his altar because secretly I hated him the whole time. That's who the poodle is.
All right, so...
So I'd have to marry the hot dog dog and bang the Doberman because it seems intense, but then really scary also.
And then murder the poodle?
Murder the poodle.
I knew you were going to murder the poodle.
I hated him the whole time.
I just hate poodles.
I hate poodles.
Why are you in this loveless relationship, Robin?
You're forcing poodles on me.
In these loveless relationships. All right, so.
We did
weird,
it.
Weird, short, thankfully, short episode, our 10th episode.
Yes, congratulations.
You know, we did you a treat on our number 10, which was we kept it under half an hour.
Yeah, really? All right, see you next week.
Bye. Bye. Ooh.